Today's daf is Yerushalmi Yevamos Daf Tes Zayin. As we continue here in the third parak of Maseches Yevamos, as we are talking about different permutations of Arba'a Achin, case of the four brothers, two of them married to sisters and two of them die, and we have different halachas related to that case. So says the Gemara, we're on the bottom of Tesvav Amid Beis. Haisa. And we have today the machlokas, as we'll see, we'll get it to, fascinating machlokas relating to Rav and Shmuel, how to define the conceptual mechanism of chalitza. So, Beth Hashem, we'll get to that. But first, the Gemara says, Hai Sahari Larishon Atzara, if the first one had Atzara, what does that mean? Remember, four brothers, two brothers married to two sisters, the two brothers die. So let's say one of the brothers that are left, brother number three, right? Reuben and Shimon died. They were married to sisters. And Levi, and there are two women left, right? I'm sorry, there are two sisters that are there. There are two brothers that are left. So what happens if one of the women, meaning one of the sisters, has a co-wife? Chai Salari Shonet Sara, Chalatzla Niftarat Sarasa, says the Gemara, if one of the brothers does chalitza to the Sarah. Does the chalitza to the one of the sisters. Chalitza nifter atzarasa. Remember, you have to do chalitza even to both of them. The Gemara says to chalitza to both of them. Why? Because they're coming from two different brothers. It's not like there's they're co-wives of one brother and then one chalitza would pater both of them. So you have to do chalitza to both of them, says the Gemara. We spoke yesterday about why chalitza to both of them, why naibim to the second one. That was yesterday's discussion. But if you do chalitza to one of the sisters, so then nifter atzarasa, so then the tzara, or her tzara, is also niftara. Uba aleha, what happens if bia is done, right, which is a bia sister, we said, because maybe, you know, this is acho zukukaso. Remember, the Yerushalmi holds acho zukukaso as an isra daraisa. And if the other brother ends up doing yibam too, then we say shalom Yisrael. Maybe they can stay married. This one did yibam, and this one did yibam maybe, according to some. According to some, you can yakayim, according to others, yotziu. But right now, it's a bias isser, because if the brother dies, then for sure, there's nothing to talk about. He's married to Achos Zikukaso, and that we won't allow. And a bias isser, I don't know if we've touched on this yet, a bias isser of yibam, you know, this bias isser does not pater the co-wives. Right, that's not strong enough to say, okay, oh, one was done, and therefore the co-wife could go marry Yevam Alashuk. No, so that's why it says here, Ba'aleha bias iser hi velo nifter atzarasa. So if one of the brothers, right, two brothers died, another two sisters left. So if one of the brothers does chalitza, that's what he's supposed to do, and therefore the co-wives are gonna be able to marry whoever they want. But if Yibum is done, meaning Yibum wasn't supposed to be done, it's Achos Zukukaso. So if it's Bia sister, Velo Niftara Sarasa. That's what the Braisa says. So now the Gemara wonders, is this always the case? There's never a case where Bia is gonna be able to be Pater the Tsara? What about this case? Chalatzla Ubaaleha, which means he did Bia and Chalitza. Right, the Rav Chaim Kanevsky explains that. What happens if this, again, brother, who was supposed to do Chalitza, instead did Yibam and Chalitza, right? He did both. So in that case, wouldn't we say that Bia has some significance? Because Banavshach, says the Gemara, in that case, wouldn't we say either way that Tsara, the co-wife, should be released? Again, what are we talking about? You did something to one of the sisters. The Gemara, the Mishnah said, you do Chalitza to both of them. And then fine, then everything would be good. But what the Braiser just say? If you do Chalitza to one of them, fine, her co-wife can go marry whoever she wants. If you did Yibam Bia to one of them, the co-wife cannot. So now the Gemara says, but I can come up with a case where the Bia is significant. Why this case? If he does Bia and Chalitza. Why? Because then Mimanavshach, the co-wife should be Muteris. In Bechalitza Hitatir. Maybe the Chalitza would be the thing that matters here. Why? Meaning, if the other brother, the Yavam, ends up dying, and he doesn't do Yibam to the other sisters, then this Chalitza is going to be what's significant, and that's going to matter her what he was supposed to do. In Bavia he datir. But maybe if the one brother does Yibam to the first sister, and the other one ends up doing Yibam to the other sister, so wouldn't that be a case where the Bia is significant? Because the Yibam matir, it ends up matering the co-wife? Again, how could the Braisa just say, how we started off, that Uba Aleha Bias Isser Huvalo Niftarat Sarasa? it's never gonna exempt the co-wife. Basically saying, but if the other brother does yibam also, then doesn't the original be a pata the co-wife? Right? Wouldn't that be lumafreya allowed? So the Gemara says, no. In this case, she's still gonna have to wait. She's still gonna have to wait. You're not gonna say, oh, right when he does bia and chalitza, okay, she could get married. Cause whatever the other brother does, it's gonna be fine. Either the bia is gonna work, if the other brother ends up doing yibam, or the chalitza is gonna work. You still can't allow her to marry right now. Why? A new yisod. Amar abyunin, kiyamta kahada, like the following din. Hakoni says, yivintum nifsis muberes. What happens? Right, we're gonna talk about this later in the Masechta. A man does yibam, and then all of a sudden, he did yibam before he was supposed to. He's supposed to wait 3 months, right? Chalitza and yibam are done on day 91. Why do you wait 3 months? Because you don't know if she's pregnant. Maybe she's pregnant, and if she's pregnant and it's a viable baby, there's no mitzvah of yibam, right? Then there's just an isra of eshes ach. So what happens if a man does yibam before 3 months, and it ends up, they realize that there's a pregnancy test and she's four weeks pregnant. So it was a pregnancy from the dead brother. So now what? So what do you do? So you might say, well, the co-wife could get married either way. Why? Either there's a kid to the dead brother, so there's no mitzvah of yibum, or the second brother did yibum. So either way, the co-wife could, you know, say, I'm getting married, right? No, can't. Says the Gemara, Hakone says yivimto, v'nimses mu'beres. Kamoda Tabor Tamon, right? Just like we say over there, Sarasa Lotinase Acheteda Bamehiniteras. In Ba'ubar in Bibia. If we say there's a special din that for the co-wife to be married, she has to know which mechanism is allowing her to get married. Is it that the husband had children? Right, the husband had children, therefore there's no mitzvah of yibam, there's no zika. She had yibam done to her. So either way, if you don't know, she can't get remarried yet. She can't marry Yivam Alashuk. So just like we say that over there in the case of maybe she's pregnant, because again, you don't know, she's pregnant. But if it's a viable baby, if it's a bar kayama, then he's considered to have a kid. If it's not a viable baby, then she is a kukul yibum, and then the yibum that took place is what's going to matter her. But because you don't know yet, we're not going to allow her to get remarried. So just like you say that over there, so too over here. Afachat sarasal tinase, so too here. In the case where, again, what happened? The brother does yibum. He was supposed to do chalitza, right? Four brothers, two of them married the sisters, and one of the brothers does yibum with acho zukukasa, which he wasn't supposed to. But, you know, Is it gonna work? And then he does chalitza with her. So you don't know what's gonna pater the tzara. Is it gonna be the yibam? Is it gonna be the chalitza? The braisa said before, lo niftar tzarasa, cause right now lo niftar tzarasa with his bia, cause you have to wait. Achateta, kami dit bemeni teres in bachalitza in bebia. That's part one of today's daf. Right? So we had, what was the case? If the first one had a tzara, and he does the chalitza to the sister, he does yibam to the sister, he does yibam and chalitza to the sister, you know, that's number one. And we learned from there a new yisod that a Yivam Alashuk is never allowed to get remarried unless she knows exactly what is allowing her to get remarried. Right? What's the svara for that? That's a good kasha. But that's the yisod that we learned, part one of today's daf. Good. Part two of today's daf, right? So the first case was Haitel Rishona Tzara. Now we have Haitel Lishnia Tzara. Right? What case is this? So the Mefarshim, the Karbon Eda, other explain. This is the case where we said, Shimon does Yibam to one of the women who he wasn't supposed to. So what do we say? Generally, we say, okay, now he's stuck, right? He's stuck, meaning if his brother dies, his brother number four dies, then he's stuck. He's going to have to do chalitza, and he's going to have to give a get. He can't stay married to Achu Zukukaso, but if his brother's going to end up doing Yibam, then it's okay for the other brother to do Yibam. The question is there any other option for him to do something? For him to do something to allow him to, right? So far we've said no. He does Yibam to one sister, so he's got to wait for the other brother to do Yibam. No, so Gemara said no, there's a way that he could do something also. There's a way that he, the one that did Yibam, also could figure out a way that he could, doesn't have to wait for his brother to do Yibam to the other sister. What could he do? He could do Yibam to the tzara of the other sister. Remember, Reuben and Shimon died. They were each married to sisters, but they also had other wives. So Levi did Yibam to Reuven's wife. He wasn't supposed to. He was to do Chalitza. Levi does Yibam to Reuven's wife. And then Levi does Yibam to the co-wife of his wife's sister. Meaning to the co-wife, the other wife of Shimon, not the sister, Achos Ishto. So, so what does he do? He could do Yibam to the co-wife of the, meaning his wife's sister's co-wife. Umekaimus Ishto v'aser b'shnia. And then he keeps his wife, and then he's aser b'shnia, because now his Yibam kicks in, and the other sister is Achos Ishto. And therefore, doesn't that solve the case? Instead of having to wait for his brother to do Yibam, he could do Yibam to the co-wife of the, other sister. And the Gemara says, if this is true, hadahu, the fact that he could stay married to the original first wife, right? Who is the sister of the now, let's read the line, hadahu mutahu ba'adam achos, ba'achos saras chalutzaso. What did he do chalitza here? It means Yibam and surely chalitza. What's going on here? We're saying now again, he does Yibam to the one of the sisters. And then he does Yibam to this co-wife of the other sister. So he gets to stay married to this woman that he originally did Yibam to, even though this woman is the sister of Saras Yevimto. Right? He did Yibam to the co-wife of the other sister. So now his own wife, that he first did Yibam to, is the sister of the Saras Yevimto, right? But that's Mutter. Says you can stay married to that first wife. So surely, if you are the sister of the Saras Chalutzaso, right? So that's what the Gemara used in the Lashon. Some change the Girsa to Saras Chalutzaso. But you see from here, the fact that he could stay married. He did Yibam to one woman, sister, and then he did Yibam to that woman's the co-wife of the sister of his wife, we see because they married. So the Gemara says, the Asur Bitsara, but maybe he should be Asur to doing Yibum in the first place to that co-wife of his wife's sister. Asur Bitsara, Mishim Tsaras Achos Chalutza. Chalutza also. How could he even do Yibum to the second woman? Right? She is Vitsara of Achos Ishto. Or it says here, Achos Chalutzaso, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the discipler exchanges it to Saras Achos Ishto, it's Kavachomer, it's Saras Achos Chalutzaso. But the Gemara said he can stay married to the first wife. How could he have done Yibam? Right? He does Yibam to one of the sisters, that's already a problem. Right? So now we're saying, oh, and what if he does Yibam to the Tsara of the other wife, of the sister? But that's Saras Achos Zikukaso. That's Saras Achos Yevimto. Shouldn't that be us or also? Amr Abudin, no, maybe not. Ilu, what about this case? Ilu bikesh levola satsara adshalokanas. What happens if he had done Yibam, to that woman before? The opposite order. Remember? Again, the same case that we've been talking about. The four brothers, two of them write to sisters, the two brothers die. Now you have two sisters. What if the Levi does Yibam to not to one of the sisters? To the tsara of one of the sisters. Is that a problem? No, that's Yibam. That's regular Yibam. Reuven and Shimon died. They happen to be married to sisters, but they're not married. It's not like an erva to the Levi. So if he does Yibam to one of the that would be fine. So says the Gemara, Ilu bigesh livolat satsara ad shalokinis, if he had done Yibam to this co-wife before he had married one of the sisters, Shemin or Mutterba, isn't that Mutter? Of course that's Mutter. That would be perfect Yibam. So the Gemara says, Kitchiluhu Mutterba ubesofu aser. You can't have a case where there's a woman who's muteris to do zikuka liyibum, like in this case, and then all of a sudden it becomes aser. Why? Im omer atkein, if you say that things could change, a woman could be muteris zikuka liyavam, and then all of a sudden be asura, nimseis osetsara la'achar misa. It'll come out then that you're creating a tsara. Here it means an isser of a tsara. You're creating a co-wife's isser after death. Vein sor la'achar misa. Doesn't work. That's, you can't create an Isser Tsara after death. Why not? Rav Chaim Kanievsky has some suggestions. Some say the Isser Tsara is, we've said this, earlier, some of the Lundis. If the Isser of Tsara really is Ashes Ach at root, then it's gotta take a start at the moment that the brother dies. if it's going to be later, so then the Isser of Tzara is not going to be able to get off the ground. So the Gemara says that's why you can't say that marrying this Tzara is going to be a problem, period. So what do we say? This second section of today's daf, we spoke about this case. Again, the two brothers die, the two sisters fall to Yibum. What if he does Yibum to one of them and then does Yibum to the co-wife of the other one? Right, that was this discussion. Again, the first case today was the case of if he does Yibum or Chalitza to one of the sisters, does that pot to the co-wife? And now we have if he does Yibum to one sister and Yibum to the co-wife of the other sister, you know, that is going to allow him to stay married to his to the sister that he did Yibum with first. Okay, part three of today's daf. Hayu Chamisha Achin. Right, there are five brothers. Hayu Chamisha Achin. Shlosha Mehem Nuin L'Shalosh Achiyas Amesu. What happens here? Five brothers. Three of them are married to, sisters. And then the three brothers die. So now you have three sisters that fall to the two other brothers. But they're all from different husbands. So again, you're not going to say, oh, you do chalitza to once and they're all potter. So you have three wives that fell from three different husbands. So what do? Here we go. Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Hayachamisha achem shloshim em nesuim l'shalosh achiyos v'mesu. Five brothers married to three sisters and they all die. Right. They were allowed to marry each other in the first place, right? Two brothers are allowed to marry two sisters. Three brothers are allowed to marry three sisters. Now, you would think brothers are all coming from the same background and sisters, and, you know, maybe it's families that really connect with each other. So you have three brothers that marry three sisters. So now, what do the two other brothers do? Rav Amar, Zecholetz La'achas, Vezecholetz La'achas, right? Brother number four does chalitza to one of the sisters. Brother number five does chalitza to one of the sisters. And then, Vashlishis, and the third sister, we're going to flip the gersa here, choletzes mishnehem. The third sister has to get chalitza from both of the brothers, four and five. We'll have to see why. That is Rav. Shmuel Amar, we're just flipping the gersa of Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel Amar, zecholetz la'achatz, vezecholetz la'achatz. Shmuel says no. Brother four does chalitza to one wife. Brother five does chalitza to the other wife. And then, either one. Vashlishis and the third wife, me'ezo yanshe yirtza. Right, that's the gear. So, whichever one, what are the svaris for this? Again, interesting case. Five brothers, three sisters. So, chalitza. One brother. And do both of the brothers have to do chalitza with the third wife? Or either one? What's the issue? So, Rav Amar, we referred to this once before. Rav Amar, what is chalitza? Pashtus chalitza is what Shmuel's about to say. What's chalitza? It's an exemption. All right, a man, the Yavam goes to and releases her. It's a release. It's not a marriage. He goes and does the spitting and the shoe. It's a release. Rav says no. It's conceptually a marriage release. He marries her for a split second and then releases her. That's what chalitza is. Why that would be, that's what the Torah describes. Rav Amar chalitza kinyan. Rav says that the third woman has to get chalitza from both brother four and five. Why would that be? Because the third sister is basically, it's achos chalutzaso, right, of each of the brothers, which is ki'ilu achos ishto. Because Rav says, chalitza is like a kinyan. So achos ish, like this third one is achos ishto of both. So if it's achos grushat, let's say achos grushaso, let's say. It was achos ishto and now it's achos grushaso. So because of that, it's kilu, it's an erva. It's kilu, it's an erva to each of the, you know, the brothers. But because she was re'uya la chalitza, she has to get chalitza done. But because it's a chalitza, gerua, because yibum can't be done, so she needs from both. So Rav says, again, the yesod of Rav Shita is that you need chalitza from, she needs chalitza from both brothers, because she's kind of like an erva to them, because they each did chalitza to her sister. But chalitza is like a marriage and then a divorce. And therefore Rav says, you need chalitza from both of them. Shmuel Amar, chalitza petur. What are you talking about? Shmuel says, chalitza is just a petur. Right, she is potered. So the brothers were never married to the other women. So therefore, just do chalitza to whichever one you want. Reb Zira Amar chalitza kinyan. Reb Chila Amar chalitza p'tur. Mileon Durabanan Amrin Chalitza Ptur. The Rabbanan Sita say Chalitza is a Ptur. The next five lines we already have this Shakla Vitaria. But again, for the rest of the daf, we're going to talk about this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Whether Chalitza is a conceptual marriage and then divorce, or just an exemption. So Shimon Barba Boy Kumi Rabbi Yochanan. So Shimon Barba first asked Rabbi Yochanan, Ma Bein Choletz, Ma Bein Megarish. The Mishnah later on, on Daf Chaf Dalid talks about, if you want to look at it for a second, the Mishnah later on Daf Chaf Dalid has a difference between Eishes Chalutzaso and Achos Chalutzaso and Achos Grushaso. Right? Says the Mishnah there on Chaf Dalid Amid Beis, that if a person does Chalitza, let's say a man does Chalitza, and then his brother marries his Chalutza's sister. That's okay. Right? A man does Chalitza, and then his brother marries the Chalutza's sister, and then his brother dies. So now who falls to him? Achos Chalutzaso. So the Mishnah says he has to do Chalitza to her. But if Achos Grushaso falls to him, he has to do nothing. So ask Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference between Achos Grushaso and Achos Chalutzaso? What's the assumption of that whole question? Chalutzaso is like Grushaso. Means Chalutzaso is like a Kenyan and then a Grusha. By asking that question, we're connecting Chalutzaso and Grushaso. So ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Right? Is there why by Ma Bein Cholitz, Ma Bein Megarish? Right? Why by Achos Chalutzaso would you have to do Chalitza? But Achos Grushaso, you're off scot-free. It's like an Erva. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? Right? Atzavar Chalitza Kenyan? You think Chalitza is like a Kenyan and therefore related to Achos Grushaso? Ain't El Ptur. It's a Ptur, and therefore don't compare Achos Grushaso and Achos Chalutzaso. And if you want to tell me, again, this is what was added on earlier. If you're wondering why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to add this in. If you're wondering why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the brothers of the person who did Chalitza, the brothers of the Chalitza live with this Chalutza, they're Chayev Kares. Doesn't that show that she was married to the Chalutza? Says the Gemara, no. The Kares is not because of the Chalutzaso, but it goes back to the dead brother, the Eishes Ach of the brother. In Ein Achan Chayav Anolam Mishum Achos Ishto Shal Choletz, that's not a Kenyan, of a Chayav Anolam Mishum Ishto Shal Meis. That's why there would still be Kares. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, holding like Shmuel, it's a Ptur, it's not a Kenyan. Fine. Before we talk more about this machlokas Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara first quotes a third opinion. Levi Amar. What happens in the case of the five brothers and the three sisters? Levi Amar, Zika, Kinyan. Levi says that Zika itself is a Kinyan. Not just Chalutz is a Kinyan. Zika is a Kinyan, says Levi. And therefore, according to Levi, remember, five brothers, three of them are the sisters, and they all die. So now there are three sisters that are zakuk to these two brothers. But Levi says Zika is already kind of like a Kinyan. So in that case, you can't do, none of them could do Yibum, and each of them are already somehow connected to each of the brothers. The Kalachas Va'achas, Richa Chalitza Mishneim, all three need Chalitza from both of them. Why? You can each have an Isser De'oraisa to be Miyabim. Therefore, their Chalitza is inferior and wouldn't potter the co-wives. And that's why all three of them would have to do Chalitza, right? We had that earlier, the yisod of an inferior type. What's an inferior type of Chalitza? A situation where Yibum is not possible. So here, according to Levi, Yibum is Aser D'oraisa for all any of the brothers. So it's an inferior Chalitza, and that's why you need Chalitza from all three. So here we go. The rest of the daf is three or four questions asking on Shmuel or asking on Rav. Remember, Shmuel says Chalitza is what we would think. It's an exemption. It potters the wife, right? Rav says no. It's like a marriage tour. It's like you get married for a split second. So, Masiza Pligal Shmuel. So the following Mishnah, these are all Mishnahs from later in the Masechta. The following Mishnah argues on Shmuel. Why? Hacholitz liyavimto. If somebody does Chalitza, hu aser bekrovosev, he asur bekrovav. If somebody does Chalitza, he's aser to her relatives. Doesn't that show that it's like, it's kilu grushaso? Right? Doesn't that show that there's like a Kenyan there? So Gemara says no. Shanyahi hacha shekfar nira lifterbo. The reason he's also to the relatives is not because of the chalitza, it's because of the original Zika. It's because Ki'ilu was married when there was a Zika, before he did chalitza. Chalitza actually is going in the opposite direction. It's breaking the Zika, Shmuel would say. So the reason that the relatives are also is not because of the chalitza, but because of the original zika. Masisa pliga rav. The following mishnah daf chav dalet is argues on rav. Why hacholis liyavimto? Again, some of these mishnayos we've had already. If somebody does chalitza, the nasa achiv es achotza. Right, a man does chalitza. His brother then marries the chalutza's sister, and then vameis, and then the brother dies. So what's the halacha now? Well, who falls to him? To Yibum, achos chalutzaso. The mission we were just talking about says the Gemara chales lomas yabemis. So he has to do chalitza to this woman, to his wife's sister. So one second, says the Gemara, he has to do chalitza to both sisters. Had the Messiah lemand amar chalitza p'tur. This fits in fine if you say chalitza is just an exemption. Baram command amar chalitza kinyan. But if you say chalitza is a kinyan, so then what? V'yesh adam miskavin likno shtei achius ka'achas. He did chalitza to the original woman. And now he's going to do chalitza to the wife's sister. But if you say the chalitza is like a marriage, you can't be married to two sisters. So how can you do chalitza to two sisters? Right? So how would that be possible? Answer, patalalachar misa. Right? No, it means after his original chalitza died. Then he can do chalitza to the sister. Says the Gemara, his chalitza died, then why can't he do yibim? It's like achos ishto. You can marry the wife's sister after. Sin lachar misa, the yibum. Let him do yibum then. Pater lach Rebbe Lazar. No, Rebbe Lazar already says, once there's an isser, it stays usser. Rebbe Lazar amar, alavisha batal agorim, ha isser bibkoma. We had Rebbe Lazar already also before. We'll get to him later. Rebbe Lazar says, once there's an isser that's created for the Zika, it does not evaporate even if the reason disappears. Masisa b'ligah Rav, the following Mishnah that we're going to have in 2 days by the Shem is also argues on Rav. Remember, Rav who says, Chalitza is a type of kinyan. Shlosha achim. Shlosha mem nesun shtei achis vechan mufne. Three brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters and one single. Right? Two of them are married to sisters and one single. Meis, Ruvain, Mibale, Achios. Right? Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Ruvain and Shimon are married to sisters. Levi is single. Ruvain dies. Levi, right? Meis, Achimale, Achios. Ruvain dies. Va'asa, ba, hamufne, mamar. Levi does maimar with Ruvain's wife. Remember what maimar is? It's a miksas marriage. It's like an erisin for a yibum. The Bavli holds it's darabanan. The Yerushalmi seems to say it's daraisa. So Levi does maimar. V'achar gach meis achiv esheni. But then Shimon dies. Because now the woman he's half married to, that's darabanan maybe, that's daraisa, but her sister now is zakuk to him from Shimon. So now what does he do? So Beishamai says, what do you mean? Beishamai holds Maimar is a kinyan. Beishamai omrim ishto imo, he's married. Maimar is a full kinyan. The other woman does nothing. Beishamai says nothing. He continues to marry the woman, the Eishas Ruvain, and Eishas Shimon is achos ishto. Ubeis Hillel omrim, no. Beis Hillel says he's stuck. Because Maimar is only kona b'miksas. So you're married basically connected to two different women who are sisters. So Moses ishto beget v'chalitza. The woman you did Maimer too needs a get because Maimer is a mixas marriage, but also needs chalitza because it's partly you're still zakuk, right? You're not fully married. Ve'eshazachiv b'chalitza, and the eshas Shimon requires chalitza. So Gemara is again going to say, how can you do chalitza to two sisters? Same shaklavataria. Had the Messiah lemand amar chalitza p'tur. So this fits into the one that says chalitza is just an exemption from command to amar chalitza kinyan ve'eshadam miskaven liklos she'achis kachas. If he does chalitza to two sisters, then he's like married to two sisters. That can't be. Patal alachar misa. Oh, one of them died already. The in lachar misa yibum. Let him do yibum then if one of them died. Patal like Rebbe Lazar. No, as Rebbe Lazar says, once there's an isser, it stays asser. Rebbe Lazar amar aval bishe patal agorim ha isser bimkomo. There's so much lumpness about chalitza that I want to talk about, but we don't have time right now. Maybe we'll mention one comment, but let's just do the last section. Masisa b'ligah rav. The following mishnah on daf chafei argues on Rav. Rav again, who said, oh, these are kashas on Rav. Rav who says chalitza is like a marriage and a divorce. Shomeres Yavam, Shekidus Achav Achosa. Remember we had this case. There's a woman who Shomeres Yavam, and one of the Yavams goes and does Kiddushin to the sister. He was supposed to do Yimer Chalitza to this woman. But instead, he goes to the sister, as Makadish the sister. So what's the halacha? What did the Mishnah say? Bishim Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, Omrim lo hamtein ashiasa achicha gadol maisa. What does Besen say? Wait till your brother does Yibam. And then you'll be able to stay married to your wife. And if the brothers did either Yibam or Chalitza, then he gets to be married to his wife, right? He does Nisuin. Or if the other woman dies, right? The Yavama dies, then he stays married. Again, he's married to the sister. Meis HaYavam. But if his brother dies and he's the only one now to Dibim Chalitza, and he's married to Acho Zukukaso, then he's stuck. Mosi is Ishto Bagev, Ishto Eishas Achiv Bechalitza. So then he has to give a get to his wife, and Eishas Achiv, he has to do Chalitza to his Yavama. So again, Hadam Messiah Lamandar Machalitza Ptur. This fits in according to the Chalitza Ptur. An exception, Baram Kamanda Amar Chalitza Kinyan. But in this case, what did he do? What did he do? He married the sister, he did Kiddushin to the sister of this woman. Now he's going to have to do chalitza to this woman. But again, if he's already married and chalitza is marriage, how could he be married? The same question in all three times. You're doing two chalitzas to two sisters. But if chalitza is like a marriage, how can you be married to two sisters? So patala, here we just jumped to the last line. Patala gerbalazar. Gerbalazar omar avabisha patala goreim ha-isser bimkomo. Even though, Rebbe Lezer says, even though the reason for the isser might have evaporated, the isser still exists. Period. There is, again, I don't think this is mukhrach connected, but the Rav Sadia Gaon and some other Gaonim seem to hold one mitzvah. Yibam Chalitz is one mitzvah, not two. Rambam, Chinuch, and others, it's two mitzvahs. But Rav Yochanan Fischer Perla points out that Chalitz and Yibam might be gathered as one mitzvah. So does that machlokes have connections to whether it's Ptur or Kinyan? I'm not sure. You got to think about it, but I think it might be connected. But again, Rov Rishonim hold that is two different mitzvahs. Rav Sadia Gaon says, what are you talking about? Right? You have a choice, either or. Why do you count it as two mitzvahs? You have one situation, right? And therefore you count it as one mitzvah. But again, Rov hold as two, but Be'ez Hashem, Od Chazon LaMoed. But again, another daf that we had to focus more on, the just getting through the Gemara, and Be'ez Hashem will start tomorrow with the Kohen Gadol. But Hashem, the case and a couple of Mishnayos that come up on tomorrow's daf. But again, a number of the Mishnayos that are coming up, we've already had now, because we related it to this fascinating machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Okay, we'll stop here.